Attention, People Magazine, by Dreaming Backwards. Read by Patika
and Mystical Moonstar.
Summary: people really need to start checking their sources. From tstark@si.com to spec.c.barton@shield.gov. Thor@si.com. Subject: People Magazine, December issue. Begin forwarded content. Weddings and Engagements by Celia Yescone. It's that time of year again, ladies. When, you ask? The time for spring romances to bloom into weddings that lead to some hot winter nights. Miley and Liam are turning in their promise rings for wedding rings in the 24th. The venue has yet to be released, but our sources say that nothing less than the best will satisfy this young couple. One of Hollywood's longest-standing couple, Brangelina, plan on renewing their vows Winter Wonderland style in Quebec. Happy anniversary! Everyone's favorite alien, Thor, won't let us know when the wedding is, but he tells us that his Lady Jane has accepted my proposal to a Midgardian celebration of matrimony. We're not 100% sure whether he invited her to a wedding or proposed they have one, but either way, congratulations go out to the happy couple. Kim Kardashian has picked out husband number 3. Sources say she's been dating an unknown for 2 years and that she proposed last month. Go, Kim! Clint Barton, you may know him as Hawkeye, hasn't done any proposing lately. However, sources say that he's been married to a government official for as many as 3 years.
From spec.c.barton@shield.gov to tstark@si.com. Subject: Re People Magazine, December issue. Okay, Tony, who the fuck are these sources? I want to find them and laugh at them.
I told you I had something funny to show you. Hey, any idea if Point Break really did pop the question to Foster?
Did you miss the mead mug-shaped dents in the movie room or something? Seriously, he's been celebrating for 2 weeks straight.
I thought those were from... You know what? Never mind what I thought. Good for him. Planning on calling the good folks at People and bitch about them killing your game?
Killing my game? Nothing kills my game. My game is immortal.
You've got some impressively devoted groupies. Even after Pep and I went public with the whole open marriage thing, no one would sleep with me. But Pep is terrifying. So there's that.
And I'm sleeping with groupies, why?
Because they're willing and good-looking and there?
Nah, the old ball and chain gets jealous when I do that.
I didn't know bows could get jealous. See, that was a joke about how you're married to your archery. It's a prime example of the patented Stark wit.
Let me show you how much I'm laughing. I think that's accurate. Wait, did you seriously not notice the wedding ring?
You don't wear a wedding ring.
Now I'm really laughing. Obviously, I don't on ops. But I live in your tower and see your strung-out self every day, and you haven't noticed? You are not Sherlock. You are Watson. No, Anderson.
First of all, Anderson, how dare you? You are officially kicked out of movie night. And secondly, if you wore a wedding ring, I would have seen it. Because if I'm not Sherlock, then Jarvis is.
Two attachments. 384859.jpg. 384860.jpg. Anderson! I'm sending you a picture of my hand. No, two. One with the ring and one with the tan line to prove I wear it usually.
Well, damn. So who is it? Is it Natasha? If it's Natasha, you have balls of titanium. I'm gonna call you Mrs. Romanov.
Wrong. But I still have balls of titanium. My spouse is a grade A badass.
Hill? Tell me it's Hill. I didn't think she was human. Wait, is she an android? Can you marry androids? I've never had her in the tower, so Jarvis hasn't done a bioscan.
Wrong again. She's also not an android. And if you could marry androids, we all know you'd have made a body for Jarvis by now.
Is it Fury? And if you're married, why do you want to laugh at the sources?
Warmer. I want to laugh at them because it's our 10-year anniversary in December, not our third.
10 years? Christ, and here I was, figuring you were a merry bachelor like me. Semi-bachelor. Is it Sitwell? Tell me it's not Sitwell. Please don't let it be Sitwell. Or a WSC member? Because they nearly got me nuked into oblivion, and I don't want to kick you out of the tower for having bad taste.
Tony, you suck at guessing. No, it's not Fury. No, it's not Sitwell. Did you really never notice the fact that Coulson has never stepped foot on his floor, even though he lives in your tower? Your Anderson.
And all this time, I thought the noises from your door were from porn. I think I'm going to send Coulson a congratulatory fruit basket.
He's definitely earned it. No guava, though. He's allergic to guava.
You really are married.
The end.
Reader's notes. If you'd like to read this fic online, it's at archiveofourown.org/works/536233. If you'd like to download this podfic, it can be found at PatekaProductions.com. Thanks for listening.